We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Munush and Chaim Yaakov and Bidichas Eliyo. We begin Maseches Masros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We've discussed Masros many times. Just one word of introduction is that when we speak about Masros and use that term, we aren't necessarily speaking about the Masr Rishon that's going to the Levi or the Masr Sheni that we didn't use Shalayim. A Masros sometimes is a general term for Trumos and Masros. And in this first Mishnah, that's what it means as well. So Klal Amru B'Masros is a general rule that we have when it comes to Masros, to Truma and Masra. And that is, Kol Shehu Ochel V'Nishmar V'Gidulav Min Haaretz Chayav B'Masros. What are the characteristics of something that is Chayav in Masra and Trumas and Masros? Number one has to be Ochel. So Ochel, that means it has to be something that's edible. Something that's only fit for animals is exempt from Masa. We spoke about in Maseches Trumos, we spoke about vetch, we spoke about karshinim, which are edible in dire circumstances for humans. So then that would be chayv in Trumos and Masros. But something that's only animal fodder, only animal food, is not. So that's number one. It has to be ochel. This is based on the pasuk. Aser to aser is kol tzivuas zarecha. What's kol tzivuas? The entire grain. So that means that it's not only grain. It's not only the other things. Kol tzivuah. So the other things that are produce that are included. But nonetheless, it still has to be in the category of something that is food, as opposed to, just like grain is food, so it has to be something that is edible. Next is v'nishmar. Nishmar means it's protected. Criterion number two, it has to be that someone owns it. Therefore, it's protected. Something that's hefker, something that's ownerless. So then, since that's not nishmar, that is exempt from the laws of Trumos u'Masros. This is also derived from the pasuk aser taser es kol tivuas zarecha. Zarecha, your seeds, your produce, your planting, as opposed to something that doesn't belong to anybody. Then, criteria number three, v'gidul av menaretz, has to be something that sprouts, that grows from the ground. This excludes, we mentioned this in the past, kimin upitrios, truffles and mushrooms, which really come from the, do not grow from the ground. Nonetheless, they grow from moisture, so they are excluded from the obligation of masros, also derived from the pasuk. Tivuas zarecha, it has to be something that you plant, something that's actually planted in the ground and is growing from the ground. Then all of these things are chayv b'masros. Another rule, v'ot klal acher amru. Another klal, meaning even if you have produce that has all of these criteria, nonetheless, it may not be chayv in trumos b'masros for the following reason. Another rule says, kol shetchila so ochel v'sofo ochel. Something that begins as food and ends up as food. What does it mean? So there's certain things, certain vegetables that as they begin to grow, they're already edible. And they're edible. That's tchila so ochel and v'sofo ochel. And certainly after they ripen, they're also ochel. So such a food, afal pishu shomro lahosif ochel, chayv katon v'gadol, even though you keep it on the tree, you keep it in the ground. Why do I keep it in the ground or on the tree? Because I want it to be mosif. I want it to get a larger yield. I want it to grow. Nonetheless, chayv katon v'gadol, chayv to separate trumos and masros, even in the initial stages of the growth of these of this produce, even though they're not completely mature, they're mature enough to be chayv in trumos masros because they are edible at that stage. That's why, even though you're leaving it on the tree, since it's tchila so ochel, nonetheless you're going to be chayv in trumos masros even if you remove from the tree before it's fully ripened. That's why chayv katon and gadol, even katon. The chol shein tchila so ochel, says the Mishnah, vo sofo ochel. But let's say something doesn't start it as ochel. If you would remove it from the tree or from its source of growth, it's not edible. So then, you're not going to be chayv. Eino chayv sheye yase ochel. You're not going to be chayv until it becomes food. Also derived from the pasuk, v'chol ma'asara, at the end of Sefer Vayikra. V'chol ma'asara aretz, mizera aretz, mipri ha'etz. What's mipri ha'etz? Mipri has to be a pri, has to be a fruit. That has to be something that's developed into something that people normally would eat. Also, it says, aser to aser es kol tivuas zarecha. Tivuah implies that something has developed. Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Me'imasai peros chayavos b'masros. When do we say, at what point do we say our produce, our fruits, going to be chayev? Are they mature enough to be chayev in maaser? We'll be discussing what's known as the onas ha-maasros. There's a certain stage where the fruit becomes edible, even though it's not ripe. Nonetheless, as we said, it has the status of food. And onas ha-maasros, sometimes we refer to as gemar malacha. We may remember that final stage in processing where the obligation is, where there is an obligation to separate. However, onas ha-maasros may actually be at an earlier stage as well, says the Mishnah. So each and every fruit, we're going to go through several, examples of this. Meaning the Mishnah here is not telling us that the obligation begins. The obligation begins when it's fully ripe. However, nonetheless, let's say I do separate maaser at an earlier stage. Would that separation be effective? Would that fruit, would I separate, have the status of trumos and maasros? There are also halachas which we've spoken about in the past. A fruit that produces reach a certain stage of maturity, even though it's not completely processed, there may be a prohibition of what we call achilas keva. You're not allowed to eat from that produce, even though it's not fully ripe, until you separate the maasros. An achilas aroi, but if a snack. Snack may be permitted at this earlier stage of maturity, even though it's not fully processed. So we'd like to know when that time is. So says the Mishnah, Hata'enim Misha Yavchilu, figs become have this obligation, or maybe if I want to eat an achilas arai, or needing, if I like to know whether or not my separation is effective, is when figs reach the stage of ripening. The language is used as bochel. That's when we the Gemara assumes that's when the tips of the figs begin to turn white. Ha'anavim v'avashim yishev ishu, grapes. And avashim, which is also a type of grape, it's an inferior type of grape, when they're hivishu ba'ash, we have this in the Chumash of Parshas Va'era, means to be spoiled. But here it means, we assume it means where the skin of the grape is now transparent, and I'm able to see the seeds through that skin. Once we've reached that stage, even though it's a certain stage of maturity, so that's when separating masses would be effective. Ha'og v'hatusim misheyadimu. Og, we've had in the past, is sumac, and tusim are mulberries. Mishayadim, when they become red. These begin, as many fruits, they begin as green. But when they become, but that's the earlier stage. When they've reached this stage of somewhat being ripened, maybe not completely, but at least to know whether separating is effective and whether I'm allowed to eat an achilas, it's too late to eat an achilas aray, a temporary snack. Mishe Yadimu, that stage is when they become red. V'chol ha'adum mishe Yadimu. In fact, that's not only true of these fruits, but it's true anytime you have a fruit that's typically turns red. Let's say, talk about an apple. It's another example. You have an apple begins as it's green at this stage in the year, and then towards the end of the summer, beginning of the fall, in our part of the world. So that's when they're going to turn red. So that's also when they begin to red, and even though they may be not completely mature at that point, once they start to turn red, that's when this separation of maaser is effective. Harimonim mishayamisu, comes to pomegranates when they become soft, that the edible part of the pomegranate, meaning the area around the seeds are soft, that you can crush them with your fingers. And this may be true, we assume the Mefarshim say, based on the Yushalmi, even if not all of them are at this stage, even if one seed has begun this stage, so then those rimonim in general are, or that rimon, are have that obligation of maasros. Hatamarim, mishayatilu saor. What about dates? When they look like have the cracks of sourdough. So we may know from Mishnayos in Maseches Psachim, it speaks about at what point can we assume something has reached the stage of becoming chametz. So we see on a piece of bread, you see this when it's in the oven, it bakes, it starts out as a dough, but then you see cracks, slowly but surely you see cracks. So you look at a date, the same thing is true. So once they have those cracks that look like sourdough, they get to that size, they saw soften, they swell, and then they get to the point where you have these cracks in them. So that is when the chiyuv of maaser, that's when it will be effective. Hafar sukim peaches, mishay tilugidim, when they have sinews, as the peaches at the beginning of the ripening, they have these stringy things on them on the surface. So that's also that's the stage for the peaches. Here goes the mishayasu magura walnuts when they have a magura is a silo is a store. What does that mean? So we on the at when a walnut begins to grow, the flesh of the walnut is attached to its outer shell, but as it ripens, so then it separates from that shell and it's now inside the shell and it's not attached to anything. It's almost like in a magura, in a silo, in a storeroom. So at that point, when it begins to separate, it's now developed to be subject to the to maser. Finally, that's a gozim. It's walnuts. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, a gozim hashkedim mishayasu klipa. He says walnuts and almonds, the onas hamasos for them is when they form a skin. They have some type of membrane on the outer side, which forms on the kernel of the nut, and that's when it has it gets to a point where the onas hamasos sets in.